Saram, dear listeners, greetings and placing my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of the heart and soul, the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai and I am as always joined by brother Sunil, who will be helping me in playing the audio files from the audio console. So, very good morning and a warm welcome to today's second segment of Thursday Life, the segment Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Well, dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 10 minutes past 11 a.m. and today is 7th of November. And the weather here at Prashandalam Ashram is quite cool and pleasant. It has been so like this with a mixture of cloud and sun from the past 1 week or so. The weather is very, very nice. Well, just telling a little bit more about Prashandalam updates. Today, all the campuses of Bhagwan's University and also the Sri Sathya Sai Primary School and the Sri Sathya High Secondary School are reopening. So all boys and girls Swami students are reporting to their respective hostels and the classes will start from tomorrow. So there was a small winter vacation for about 2 weeks and today is the last day. So everybody is assembling here at Prashandalam and are reporting to their hostels. Well, dear listeners, the month of November has begun and so the countdown too has started for celebrating the birthday of our beloved Lord. Now, all of us keep thinking, what can I do for Baba's birthday? What is it that will make him happy? If Swami ever expected anything from all of us for what he has done and continues to do for us always, it is this: be happy. So, brothers and sisters, this is what we in Radio Sai want you to focus on as we herald the 88th birthday of our Swami. We urge you to participate in answering one question. That is, what is the one change that I will bring in my life from this birthday that will add happiness to my life and make Swami proud? So the question is, what is the one change that I will bring in my life from this birthday that will add happiness to my life and make my Swami proud? So, we want you to answer this question and send us your resolves and resolutions, promises and pledges. That determined shift in your life from November 23rd this year towards a more empowered and enlightened life. Now, how to send your entries? What we will do with these entries? Well, to know more about all this, please visit our website, radiosai.org. Now, dear listeners, coming back to the segment, Service, Love in Action. Now, talking about service, though there are many pathways to God realization, yet the easiest among them is the path of service, for it is not confined to any boundaries or borders and completely secular in nature. Service essentially is a spontaneous feeling for serving and helping the needy in any form. In other words, service is actually the true character of the human body. The service is rendered in communities across globe with an underlying concept of the person who serves is the person served. As Swami says, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. The hands that serve are holier than lips that pray. So in this segment, dear listeners, we try to capture the various service activities done by Bhagwan's devotees all around the world. So last week, if you're there with me, you'll be knowing that I had played for you a conversation with Mr. K. Mallikarjun Rao, the service coordinator for the state of Tamil Nadu. So, and in that conversation, he shared with us his journey to Swami's fold, his participation in different service activities, then Swami's visits to the state of Tamil Nadu, the different service activities of Sri Sathya Sai Village Integrated Program that is undertaken by Bhagwan's devotees in Tamil Nadu, and then the different service projects, and then, of course, the Prashanti Seva, in which Sevadas from Tamil Nadu come to Prashandalam for Seva. So that was played last week, and you can download them if you are missed listening to the interview from our website, radiosai.org. Well, Swami, in one of his divine discourses, said, and I quote, "From my earliest years, I have been concerned about providing three primary requisites for our people: free education, free medical aid, and free basic amenities like drinking water. Education is for the head, medical care is for the heart, and pure water is for the body. These three cover the main requirements of life. To provide these three gives one the greatest satisfaction." Unquote. So, dear listeners, in the field of healthcare, Swami started with a general hospital at Puttaparthi and then went on to construct another general hospital at Whitefield, Bangalore, and further went on to construct two super specialty hospitals giving free treatment to all. Now, as if these were not enough, Swami went further ahead and started the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital, in which doctors go to the doorsteps of the villagers for treating them. The Narayan Seva, as you all know, happens here at Parthi on different occasions in which people come to Puttaparthi and partake Bhagwan's prasad. Now, as if this was not enough, in the year 2000, Swami started the Sri Satya Sai Grama Seva, in which Swami students from the university go to the doorsteps of the villagers and provide Swami's prasadam in the form of food and clothes. So you see, Swami's every service projects are like this, reaching out to the beneficiaries to their doorstep. In fact, Swami himself was like that. Like, generally devotees go to the temples for Lord's darshan in the Sanctum Sanctorum, but in case of Swami, he himself used to come out of his residence, Yajur Mandir, to give his darshan to his devotees, right? So Swami always thought of reaching out to the people, the poor and needy. Well, in the field of education, Swami has started schools and colleges giving free education to all. Again, to reach out to the people, even in the field of education, Swami further started the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini. So, dear listeners, the highlight of today's segment, Service Love in Action, will be the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini. So as we go on in this segment, we will know more about the Vidya Vahini project that Swami started on his 85th birthday in the year 2010. So that is for today's segment. So we'll know more about Vidya Vahini. But before that, let's listen to Bhagwan's voice. Few clips of Bhagwan's divine discourses in which Bhagwan talks about education. So, now, right now I'll be playing for you four small clips from different Swami's discourses in different years. And all these clips are from Swami's discourses which Swami gave during the occasion of the convocation of the Sri Satya Institute of Higher Learning. So, let's listen to Bhagwan talking about education for a few minutes.
తెలివి తేటలనే బెంచు కొంచెమైన గుణము పెంచబోదు కోటి విద్య నుండి గుణము లేకున్నచో ఫలమదేమి వాణి విలువదేమి టుడేస్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ అటెంప్ట్ టు డెవలప్ only cleverness and intelligence in the boys. But what is the use of all that? Even if we have a crore types of learning, if only one does not have virtue, what is the net result of all this? It is absolutely nil.
Ee gudame manavuni saundaryam.
It is this virtue which lends beauty to man.
విద్యానామనరుస్వరూపమధికం ప్రచ్ఛన్న గుప్తం ధనం విద్యా భోగకరీ యశశుభకరీ విద్యా గురూణాం గురుః విద్యా బంధుజనో విదేశగమని విద్యా పరము లోచనం విద్యా రాజసు పూజ్యతే నహితనం విద్యా విహీనం పశు.
గుణముతో చేరినటువంటి విద్యనే మానవుని యొక్క సౌందర్యము.
ఓన్లీ దట్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ అకంపెనీడ్ బై గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ అలోన్ మేక్ ఎ మ్యాన్ హ్యాండ్సమ్.
ఇట్టి విద్యనే మానవునికి గుప్త ధనం.
సచ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ అలోన్ ఈజ్ ది సీక్రెట్ వెల్త్ ఫర్ మ్యాన్.
ఈ విద్యయే కీర్తి ప్రతిష్టలకు సుఖశాంతులకు మూలాధారం.
దిస్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఈజ్ వెరీ బేసిస్ అండ్ ఫౌండేషన్ ఫర్ పీస్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ప్రాస్పరిటీ అండ్ జాయ్.
ఇట్టి విద్యనే గురువులకు గురువు.
సచ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ అలోన్ ఈజ్ ద ప్రిసెప్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రిసెప్టర్స్.
విదేశములకు వెళ్ళినప్పుడు ఇట్టి విద్యనే మనకు నిజమైన బంధువు.
వెన్ యూ గో టు ఫారిన్ కంట్రీస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ దిస్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ విచ్ బికమ్స్ యువర్ రిలేటివ్.
విద్య మానవులకు మరొక నేత్రం.
ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఈజ్ వన్ మోర్ ఐ యాడెడ్ టు మ్యాన్.
రాజుల చేత పూజింపబడినది విద్యయే కాని ధనము కాదు.
వాట్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ అండ్ రివార్డెడ్ బై ది కింగ్స్ అండ్ ది రూలర్స్ ఈజ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
వాటి పవిత్రమైన విద్యను కోల్పోయిన మానవుడు పశువుతో సమానమని శాస్త్రం ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చింది.
ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ హ్యావ్ డిక్లర్డ్ దట్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఈజ్ నో బెటర్ దాన్ ఎన్ ఎనిమల్.
విద్యార్థులారా,
డియర్ స్టూడెంట్స్,
కేవలం పట్టములు అందుకున్నంత మాత్రం మనం విద్యార్థులం కాము.
వీ డు నాట్ బికమ్ ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ పీపుల్ బై మియర్లీ గెటింగ్ డిగ్రీస్.
మనము ఏనాడు ప్రజలకు మన యొక్క సహాయమును అందిస్తాము అప్పుడే మనం సరైన విద్యార్థులుగా రూపొందుతాం.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ వీ సర్వ్ అదర్స్ అండ్ ఆఫర్ హెల్ప్ టు అదర్స్.
ప్రజా సేవలో మనం పాల్గొనాలి.
వీ షుడ్ అండర్టేక్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ది సొసైటీ.
సేవ నిమిత్తమై అభ్యసించినదే విద్య.
ఓన్లీ ఎడ్యుకేషన్
ధనాభ్యర్థి నిమిత్తమై అభ్యసించినది కాదు విద్య.
ఎర్నింగ్ మనీ ఈజ్ నాట్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
దయాహృదయులు కావాలి.
బికమ్ పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ కంపాషనేట్ హార్ట్స్.
దయగల హృదయమే దైవ మందిరం.
Only that heart which has compassion is the temple of God.
Kevalamu chadavatamu rayatamu cheppatamu vinatamu inta maatrame chaduvuga bhavistunnaru.
Education is not merely writing, reading and listening.
Chadivi vraya nerchina varandaru vidyavantulena.
Do you call them all educated if they know how to write and read?
కాలేజీల డిగ్రీలను పొంద విద్యావంతుడగున.
By merely acquiring degrees do you call them educated?
సుజ్ఞానము సుపుటలేక విద్యను సద్విద్యలగున.
Without discernment and spiritual knowledge can that be education?
బ్రతుకుటకేంటి విద్యన్న? బ్రతుకులేదే పశుపక్షులు.
If education is just for a living, don't you find the birds living there?
నైతిక ధార్మిక ఆధ్యాత్మిక విద్యల యొక్క సమ్మిళితమైనటువంటి యొక్క తత్వమే నిజమైన విద్య.
The true education is the one which is the combination of moral, ethical,
science and technology అనేటువంటి విషయంలో ఇది చాలా అవసరమే.
It is most essential.
ఇది దేనికి? జీవితోపమునకు.
What for? It is for
ఇది జీవనోపాధి నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటివి.
That's all meant for a living.
కానీ మనకు కనిపించినటువంటి యొక్క జీవిత పరమావధి కూడా ఒకటి ఉన్నది.
But there is a goal of life, purpose of life, which we don't see.
జీవనోపాధి జీవిత పరమావధి అనేటువంటి రెండు విద్యలను మనం ఈనాడు నేర్చాలి.
We have to learn today two types, one for a living, another for
జీవనోపాధి negative.
This living is negative.
జీవిత పరమావధి positive.
The goal of life is positive.
ఈ రెండింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వం చేతనే మానవత్వము ప్రకటిస్తుంది, వికసిస్తుంది.
These two combine and express manifest human life.
ఈనాటి నీతి యొక్క ప్రకటనే నిజమైనటువంటి మానవ వ్యక్తిత్వాన్ని వికసింపజేస్తుంది.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ మొరాలిటీ దట్ బ్లాసమ్స్ హ్యూమన్ క్వాలిటీ.
Salaam, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service, Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. So, dear listeners, as I said in the beginning, in today's segment of Service, Love in Action, we will be talking about the education field of Bhagwan Baba. And the highlight of today's segment will be the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini project, which Swami started in the year 2010 during his 85th birthday. So, Bhagwan in a divine discourse said that education is not merely for earning a living. It must equip the student to live a fuller, meaningful and purpose-driven life. Providing gainful employment is not the only goal of education. The fostering of sterling character and good conduct through education is what the world needs. So, for a few minutes till now, you heard Bhagwan speaking on education. Now, going further in this segment, education in India is a term that has a broader connotation. Education is considered not just a way to gather knowledge, but also a means to enrich one's thought. It is to the credit of our rich ancient systems that educational opportunities are available at the informal as well as the formal levels. Well, from the 3rd century BC, when education was imparted verbally by sages and scholars, to the emergence of the Gurukulam system that fostered a tradition of the teacher-student relationship, from the emergence of madrasas as well as institutions of higher learning in the medieval period to the era when the foundation of modern education was laid in the 18th century, education in India has evolved through the ages until it was declared a basic human right in the year 1952. Now, echoing the ethos of secular learning and the belief that education is for all, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba initiated a quiet educational reform that was all-encompassing and holistic. Well, starting from the grassroots up, Bhagwan Baba's concept of education took seed with the National Bal Vikas Movement. Shortly after, the Sri Satya Sai College for Women was inaugurated by Bhagwan at Anandapur in the year 1968. It was the beginning of a larger movement on the education front and a significant move that answered several needs of the country, such as quality education beyond geographical barriers, value-based, integrated education, and women empowerment. And today, 5 decades later, the Sai system of education includes weekend SSD classes, full-time Sai schools in India and abroad, and a multiple campus Sai university with the coveted AAA+ rating from the National Assessment and Accreditation Committee of the Government of India. No wonder then, the Sai model of education has educators, policy pundits and parents riveted to its success. Since then, the Sri Satya Sai system of education has gone miles and is now taking a big leap towards inclusive education. The Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini will use the medium of technology to meet the educational needs of millions of children who remain deprived of this basic right. Well, the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program is aimed at integrating values in an innovative way into the school curriculum. It seeks to reflect Swami's guidance through education in human values and connects the same to the school curriculum. It makes school education simpler, easier, and much more innovative. It will also motivate the students more as the curriculum will be combined with human values and taught via animations, pictures, and multimedia technologies from 6th to 10th standards in the rural and semi-urban schools. Subsequently, the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program with the EHV embedded in the school curriculum will form the education system for standards 1 to 12. Career counseling and vocational guidance will also be important components of the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program. Now, what is this Vidya Vahini program actually and how it is structured and organized? So to know more about this, today, right now, I'll be playing for you an excerpt from a conversation that Brother Bishu of Radio Sai team had with Mr. M.R.K. Prasad. So let me give a brief introduction about Mr. M.R.K. Prasad. So M.R.K. Prasad belongs to the very first batch of students who joined the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning way back in the year 1981 when Bhagwan started this university. When this conversation was recorded, he was working as the marketing head of the ICFI, the Institute of Chartered Financial Analysts of India, a non-profit educational society in Andhra Pradesh, which is engaged in offering quality higher education to students across India. Well, Mr. Prasad did his BCom in Babas University in the year 1981 to 84, and after this he had to leave Puttaparthi to pursue his MBA, which he did in Dr. C.V. Raman University in Chhattisgarh. The MBA course in Prashanthilam started only in 1986. So after his management degree, Prasad has worked in several companies, Skycap Couriers, Colgate Palmolive, EasyCall and Bazaar.com before joining the ICFI about a decade ago, which he continues to work as on May 2013 when this interview was recorded. Well, the other important facet about him is his deep involvement in the activities of the Sai organization. He has been the convener of the Khairatabad Seva Samitis in Hyderabad for 3 years now, apart from being associated with many youth-oriented service initiatives of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. Also, since the time the Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program started, he has been the Andhra Pradesh state coordinator of this program. So, right now, let's listen to this conversation. In fact, this conversation is a part of the regular series, Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, in which Swami students speak with us. So, if you want to listen to this full conversation, you can download it from our website. So, right now, I'll be playing for you this part of this conversation where Mr. M.R.K. Prasad speaks only about Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini. And this conversation was recorded on 6th of May, that is Ishwarama Day this year. So let's listen to Mr. M.R.K. Prasad, and in conversation with him is Radio Sai Pishu Prashti.
Sairam to you. I'm happy to be in Radio Sai Studios. I'm grateful to Swami for making my presence being with you in Radio Sai Studios today.
And as I was just mentioning, today is Ishwarama Day, and I understand Vidyavahini has a Ishwarama Day connection. Isn't that right?
Yeah, this is the third anniversary of Vidyavahini. Swami started Vidyavahini 3 years ago on the same day. On the third anniversary of Vidyavahini, we are having a principals meet.
Mm-hmm.
Principals of all Sri Satya Sai schools, selected schools, are here where they will undergo a program on Vidyavahini, which will give them the way ahead for the future as to how to implement Vidyavahini in the schools.
Mm-hmm. So May 5th and May 6th, you have a principals conference in Prashanthinilam. So this is 2013 and Vidyavahini started in 2010. So 3 years now into the Vidyavahini program. So I think before I ask you to share about your moments with Swami and your experience after you left the portals of Bhagwan's University, I think let's spend a little time in understanding what Vidyavahini is all about and what this conference is trying to achieve. You mentioned about it in passing, but I think if you can spend little time explaining what is Vidyavahini, because I don't think many people have a complete idea of what this program is all about. It's an initiative of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and it's going on for 3 years, and we just know that it's got something to do with education. But can you please share your understanding of what Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program is all about?
Yeah, Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program is aimed at integrating values in an innovative way into the school curriculum.
In an innovative way?
Innovative way into the school curriculum. It seeks to reflect Swami's guidance through education and human values. Mm-hmm. And connects the same to the school curriculum. It makes school education simpler, easier and much more innovative. It will also motivate the students more as the curriculum will be combined with human values and taught via animations, pictures and multimedia technologies. Mm-hmm. For the 6th to 10th class students in rural and semi-urban schools.
Okay.
Simply to put, Vidyavahini is integrating values into the classroom sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So that students nowadays, you know, the students, how they have changed over the past one decade.
Yes.
And the latest generation that you see, students are completely exam oriented. They study subject only towards examination.
Yes.
And when you look at an example like, if you ask a student, how is ice and water related? Mm. They look at it as a question.
Mm.
So that they can go and answer in the exam hall rather than understand the subject. So this is where Vidyavahini can give a lot of insights into the subject to the students. We have a methodology where we can explain to the student in terms of seven different types of, we call it as assets. Here we give them a perspective on day-to-day relevance. We also tell them on different activities that they can look at. We also give them a value content.
So you take a particular subject or a particular topic, and then you try and see how to make the whole explanation or the classroom of that session more innovative and more interesting.
That's right. See, we have the seven jewel methodology.
Seven jewels.
Jewel methodology, where it will be transacted in the classroom sessions in such a way that it is impressive to the students. That's what Swami said. Swami said, "Pillalaki ardhamayyatu cheppandi." So when a teacher teaches in the class,
students should be able to understand.
We have to understand in the subject wise. Okay, and we have this Vidyavahini giving them contemporary lesson plans.
So you're creating these lesson plans.
That's right. We are creating lesson plans with expert teachers in the country. If I get into the details, like, you know, in Andhra Pradesh, we have around 350 teachers from different schools who had been writing lesson plans for 6th, 7th and 8th class students.
And so even though there is one lesson plan which is laid down by the course, whichever you are affiliated to, CBSE or ICSE or the government schools, etc., you are taking those lessons and you are enriching them.
We are enriching them with value content.
With values content?
Yeah, we are enriching them with value content, we are enriching them with activities, we are also enriching them with questions to assess the students' understanding on the subject. We have the seven jewels called main script, inquisitive questions to make them understand what type of subject that they are studying and how much is relevant to them. We also have something called day-to-day relevance, where a student should be able to understand why he is studying algebra, how is it relevant to him in the future. And we have something called interesting assets, which is another asset, where we bring in a perspective of making the student understand and in a more innovative way. Okay, there's also an activity, suggested activity, which is another asset, where we make the student understand the concept of it in a different activity-wise.
Okay, do some practical activity.
Practical activity in the class. We give them some questions to make them understand the concept and also relate their feedback so the teacher can understand that the subject is engraved into the minds of the students. With this, the last asset that we give is value content. Value content relates them to the basics of their emotional quotient.
Subconsciously, you're trying to see that, you know, these values somehow, even as they learn the lessons, values subconsciously get instilled in their hearts.
Right. Simple value could be like a discipline. Value could be punctuality. Value could be their understanding on reverence for their parents. It could be any type of value, secular. It is nothing related to religion or anything like that. But then it is completely dependent on the student's ability to understand a value.
Yes.
It's so much integrated into the subject that they don't feel that somebody is giving them a value to be taught.
Yeah, so you don't have a separate, okay, now this is a value session or this is a moral class session.
That's right. There,
so
that is
even
there,
as they learn a lesson in science, values come seamlessly into it.
Seamlessly into that. And they don't even know that somebody is teaching them values, because values are not supposed to be taught, it should be caught. So this is how the students may be able to get the essence of the lesson into their day-to-day relevance.
In fact, I mean, as Bhagwan used to say, education is all about educare. I mean, it's already there. You just only have to sort of create an environment so that it blossoms. I think everybody is inherently good.
Yes.
You have to only create an environment that, you know, manifests these good virtues. In fact, I'm reminded of a quote from Vivekananda who said, "Education is the manifestation of the divine perfection already existing in man." And that's what you saw Bhagwan say all the time. So, wonderful. Brother, can we take one example so that, you know, this whole thing that you mentioned, the seven jewels, can you explain it with the help of one particular instance or one particular lesson?
Yeah, sure. If you go into the science subject, seventh class, we have something called microorganisms as a lesson.
Yeah, microorganisms.
Yeah. So, microorganisms, is it a friend and a foe.
Okay.
Or a foe. Now, how do we bring a lesson plan which can be related to Satsai Vidyavani lesson plans? Now, when we talk about microbes, microorganisms, there is something called algae, fungi and different bacteria.
Yes.
But then a student can imagine a bacteria when sitting in the class is only as a negative side of a bacteria. In sense, they will find bacteria harmful to the human race. But then when you actually look at it, you can give simple examples to them so that they can understand, like dosa batter.
Yes.
Okay. How that fermentation takes place. Because of fermentation is taking place on that dosa batter, you can have a dosa done.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's day-to-day relevance for them. The moment they think about...
So, everybody here is familiar with dosa.
Yes.
And you tell them how the bacteria is actually enabling you to convert the pulses that you have actually ground and made a paste to convert it into a batter now that you can make dosas.
That's right. And how does it happen?
Yes.
Simple thing, when you look at milk turning into curd, how are the microbes helping that to be becoming a curd by getting it for betterment of, a person? Now here, we can make a student understand day-to-day relevance. We can make a student understand that bacteria is good for a human race. It's again a value content that we can bring in. We can also bring in an activity where they can see milk turn into curd.
Yes.
We are supposed to be bringing this contemporary education with value content to the rural children also, semi-urban schools also. So they can easily understand about dosa batter.
Mm.
So we have to relate examples which are relevant to them.
Correct. For every lesson that is there in these classes 6, 7, 8, you're sort of taking the main script and then embellishing it with a lot of these other assets. You're suggesting an activity, you're suggesting what could be, as you mentioned, a day-to-day relevant stuff, and you're suggesting what could be the other interesting facts about it.
And, you know, going forward, we have this Sri Satsai Vidya Vahini portal, which has been created by TCS and given
Tata
to us.
Tata Consultancy Services.
And it has been given to us. Now, this is a major breakthrough in Vidya Vahini, where we upload lesson plans done by the subject experts, and that is being downloaded by the recipient schools across India. As a immediate thing, we have already taken some 5 schools in Andhra Pradesh, where this year the rollout will happen for Nandigama School in Krishna District, Guntur School, Madanapalli School, Rajahmundry School is a mentor school for us. Vizag and Hyderabad schools also are mentor schools. We call it as mentor school and recipient schools, where mentor schools create lesson plans and recipient schools use them.
Mm-hmm. So now these schools have already started using them. And now they have gone to the status of mentoring other schools.
That's right. So a better school will handhold a recipient school, mentor them to such a level that both the teachers will talk to each other, understand the concept better, and they have this leveraging of strengths.
So can anyone download these?
Yes. Even today it's available. It's available for free.
For free. Anyone can download for
free. Anyone can download it. Anyone can better a lesson plan.
Or you can contribute and make it better.
See, simply to say, a teacher who is able to, is trying to explain a concept in a rural school and the student do not understand that in a right sense, the teacher gets frustrated. She will not be able to move forward because she doesn't have the expertise to make it better. She can immediately contact on the site itself that I am not able to teach this lesson better, can somebody help? And the numerous teachers who are there on the portal, they can come, give them interesting insights, they can make it simpler to her, so that she can transact that lesson in a much better way. So these are excellent opportunities for teachers, for their own self-development, they can grow better.
We are still trying to see how we can empower all these teachers in the semi-urban and rural schools with the help of technology.
Yes, yes.
Connectivity will be an issue, internet connection, but I think slowly India is getting better connectivity.
It's much better today. Not only that, these computers and LCD projectors are being offered by the Central Trust to the rural schools.
Okay, the schools are identified by the Central Trust. They are being offered by the Trust.
By the Trust, and as of now in Andhra Pradesh, we have 3 schools receiving that this year. They will start executing Vidyavan lesson plans through the portal. through the LCD projectors and show them in the class interesting asides and beautiful lesson plans opening up from the subject experts who had done that from different parts of India.
So it's really fantastic that way. One teacher, perhaps till now he was just reading the textbook and explaining. Now he has with him a lesson plan which is like 10 times more interesting and perhaps 10 times more inspiring too. So he's really empowered to teach.
Empowerment in giving beautiful insights to the students. And the teacher also is inspired by this process of, you know, giving them more and more
He's not limited by the textbook.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, see, as Vidyavani goes in, we have four objectives of Vidyavani. One is that it should be insightful.
Insightful.
And it should be inspiring for the people to contribute more and more. We also have the third pillar as enjoyable. People should be able to enjoy the Vidyavani lesson plans while they're preparing or they're executing. And fourth pillar is participative. Numerous number of people can come and participate in this. They need not be a teacher. They need not be from the education fraternity itself. They can come from anywhere and participate.
Anyone who has interest in education.
And a simple thing like, you know, when call upon a student who is really good in a class and ask him what is your success. And he has numerous number of experiences where he can share with other students. Now, simple thing like, you know, if we have to memorize one definition and other students are not able to do it, this boy who is really good can give a simple mnemonics.
Yes.
Where he can give the pass it on to others. So that is how people can learn. Maybe he can even record a clip how he has made it possible and then put it on the site. And that can be listened by the rural students and they can also implement that same thing. We can even bring in a lot of pictures. Vidyavani is nothing but a technology edge for the lesson plans.
Yes.
Already made. So beautiful pictorial representations, videos and audio clips,
animations
can come in.
You mentioned.
Animations can come in.
So the whole lesson plan absolutely moves on to a completely different level. Yeah. Because you have animations and we have a lot of pictures and you have a lot of interesting facts.
It will be more interesting for the students to look at and it will be so much inspiration for the teacher to transact that lesson in the class.
Yeah.
She'll be empowered with knowledge, which is otherwise not available to her.
Yes. Fantastic. So, a lot of work. I mean, even as I listen to this, it sounds so beautiful and so fantastic because education is something which is so very vital for the nation's progress. And especially if you can, this age group that you are talking about, these school children in that impressionable age, if you are able to impart them these lessons in a manner that they don't study, as you mentioned, for writing exams, but learning becomes sort of an experience for them. So they remember the classes for what, you know, it's not as if, oh my God, it's Monday morning, I have to go to school. It's like, oh yes, it is Monday morning, I love to go to school.
Exactly right. That's the quotation that we always follow. Students should jump from the bed and go to the school that day, looking at numerous number of things that they can learn in the classroom sessions. One interesting aspect that we can look at is, we have seen rural schools waiting for more and more students are able to learn as much as possible, but the teachers are supposed to be giving it so much.
Yes.
Now, when the teacher has limited knowledge, how does this student learn? And he'll go into astray and he'll go to Facebooks and he'll...
In fact, in the urban schools, maybe the students know more than the teachers, thanks to technology. You know, so much information is there on the internet.
Yes.
So the teacher really has to be so much empowered and supported and supplemented so that he can make the class interesting.
That's the reason why Vidyavani concentrates more on training the teachers. The rural teachers will be trained by experts in the methodology of Vidyavani. They come and transact this lesson plans in the classroom sessions. They come and see the feedback through the students and talk to the students' parents, understand how much the student is able to learn in the classroom session. We have numerous techniques of taking feedback. So these are all taken into consideration and see the development of the student, how it's happening in a holistic way.
Fantastic. So I know even as we discuss this, there are too many things that come to my mind because this Vidyavahini project is such a massive project because you want to create lesson plans for all the classes and you have to empower all these teachers. First, we have to create the lesson plans in an interesting way. It has to be passed on. Teachers have to be trained. And then, they have to be creators. You need a huge group of volunteers who has to help in so many ways.
That's right. That's why we call it as participative. Any number of volunteers from the Sai student fraternity or from the youth of the CHSI Save Our Nations, we can have any number of people coming and participating in this. I would definitely welcome as many volunteers who can come and give us the PowerPoint presentations to be made from the lesson plans. They can even search the content. For the content, we need to go and search on the internet and help the teacher enrich her lesson plan.
So anyone can help?
Anyone can help who has the ability to search on the internet.
Oh, as simple as that.
It's as simple as that.
So anybody who can do a PowerPoint, anyone who can just search and find out some interesting facts, or anyone can relate a particular thing to a value, anyone can help.
That's right. And best of the content is available on the internet, which is relevant to the teacher. Just discuss the teacher, ask her what needs the lesson plan enriched, and she can give you suggestions where you can go and get this thing done. Today, we have corporate houses like Deloitte. They have come forward and said, we would be able to take it forward, Vidyavahini program, as a CSR, corporate social responsibility.
Oh, that's wonderful. As their corporate social responsibility, they are teaming up with Vidyavahini. Right. So what are they doing?
See, they create content with the help of the teachers. Now, teacher comes and tells them that I need one lesson plan on sound to be enriched. They get lot of insights onto this lesson plan called sound, and bring in so much of interesting asides, value content. They get in day-to-day relevance for the teacher. So that
so lesson think plan from various angles how you can make that class interesting.
Correct, correct. So as a
corporate body is doing this now?
Yes. Now imagine a corporate body like that has to search for a right, say a project to make a corporate social responsibility initiative.
Yes.
Now they found Vidyavahini a very, very interesting aspect. Now today, 40 of them in Hyderabad are doing this content search and enriching lesson plans.
Wow, that is definitely one huge leap.
In the next session, they are prepared to give us 400 volunteers into the Vidyavahini project. So this is how the CSR initiative of Deloitte itself has accepted Vidyavahini.
I think that's amazing. So you have not only volunteers from the Sathya Sai organization and the Sai youth, but it is expanding into corporate houses.
Yes, I'll give you another example here. Last time when we were wanting teachers who are subject experts, we fell back on the organization, Sathya Sai Seva organization. The state president, Sri Chellam, had passed on a circular to all the samitis in Andhra Pradesh. And it so happened that we received around 500 number of teachers who wanted to volunteer to write lesson plans for Vidyavahini.
Wow.
So this is a huge database, and then we started looking at the database and went to meet the teachers and saw their potential and brought them on board. They also started transacting lesson plans. It's a huge database of Sathya Sai organization where they can help us in making things better.
Fantastic. This is a full-time job.
Yes.
And I don't know how, in spite of your professional work, you're the marketing head of ICFAI, and still you're able to find time to look after this entire project.
You
have such a 350 teachers, you said?
Yes.
To coordinating all those efforts, you have to speak to each one to know what their potential is and bring in and see how they can be brought into the team, in which capacity they can help.
Let me tell you, all my Saturdays and Sundays are booked for Vidyavahini.
Oh my God.
My 5 days work in the office and Saturday, Sunday is completely dedicated to Vidyavahini. And I have a very, very good team in Hyderabad with Sai students helping us. There is a 35-member team in Hyderabad.
35 alumni?
Alumni alone.
Wow.
And there are another 10 to 15 alumni in Vizag who are helping us. With the number of teachers, with the number of IT volunteers, with the number of trainers that we require for Vidyavahini, there is a lot of support from Sai student fraternity. But this is not enough. We need hundreds of them to come into this. Because see, imagine 350 teachers in Hyderabad, another 300 teachers in Vizag. Across Andhra Pradesh, we have around 750 teachers who are registered today to help with Vidyavahini to write lesson plans.
So you have to coordinate all their...
Coordinate with them and also bring in subject expert teachers who are very good. We see, we need very good liaison between teachers and students who can go talk to them, convince them about Vidyavahini, bring them into the fold, talk to the principals, make them accept Vidyavahini as a social initiative for a noble cause, bring them into the Vidyavahini. This is a process that has been evolving for the past 3 years, and today we have so many number of teachers who are writing lesson plans. Now when we started this online application onto the portal, now we need only internet savvy teachers. We have started segregating internet savvy teachers separately so they can contribute to assets onto the portal. This is a major breakthrough that we brought in, where around 100 teachers are doing this as of now. To bring these 100 teachers into Vidyavani from the offline mode to online mode itself took a lot of time for us. Training them on portal, hands-on experience on portal is something which is really difficult.
So yeah, so you have even these challenges, you know. On one hand, even though this looks so grand, you create those beautiful lesson plans. On one hand, you'll have to have schools which have to have the infrastructure. And the other hand, you should have these teachers who have to get used to using the internet. I mean, it starts right from there.
Yes, most of the teachers are not internet savvy. Though they have email ID, they're not internet savvy. But then they believe that they are very good on internet. So we need to convince them that you can do it better by having an IT volunteer with them. So IT volunteer is somebody like a SAI student or a youth, a member of the organization. They go and sit with them, understand what the teacher wants to put into the lesson plan, get that content and give it to her. Maybe if she can write a draft lesson plan, a handwritten lesson plan, IT volunteer sits with her and gets that into soft copy. And then it goes to a reviewer, a subject expert. They review the lesson plan, and when they approve it, then it will go to the EHV content evaluation. Once that is done, then it will come back for the language review. When the language review is done, only then we can upload this into the portal. So this process is done typically in a huddle. We call it huddle. You know, we have around 5 teachers of the same subject sitting together with the subject expert, subject coordinator, and also the class coordinator, with IT volunteers sitting in front of them. So around 10 people sit in a place where maybe like Shivam, or maybe like we have Vidya Vihar school in Hyderabad, and they brainstorm on an outline how to write a lesson plan, and then each teacher contributes to assets. And that is how this lesson plan is enriched. In one session, some 20 assets can come into the portal. That is how we are making it even much better. So portal can take as many assets as possible.
Wonderful. And it's a never-ending process. You cannot say, okay, today we have got this lesson plan, done with this lesson plan. Tomorrow someone might come up with a new idea. You can enrich it even further.
Correct. So this is like, there's no standard that this is the perfect lesson plan. So each teacher can contribute in different ways. So they can enrich it continuously, keep on enriching. We don't know where it can be used. Maybe a Nandigama school, a very small school, remote area, needs two or 2.5 rigor. But then a Rajahmundry school might need 3.5 to 4 rigor. Whereas a Hyderabad school might need 7 rigor.
Okay. By rigor you mean?
The lesson plan is made in different suggested activities.
Oh,
see,
okay.
One suggested activity which is relevant to Hyderabad might not be relevant to Kakinada school.
Okay.
Okay, or maybe Guntur school.
Or maybe in a different state.
Different states. See, Vidyavani is independent of boards.
Yes.
Independent of language. So, today we are giving lesson plans in English. Tomorrow it could be lesson plans in Telugu.
Mm-hmm.
So, language also is no barrier for us.
So, you are translating?
We are translating English lesson plans or lesson plans in English to Telugu for the rural India.
Oh.
Rural Andhra Pradesh.
So that is another huge activity.
Yes. So that is also there for us to go ahead. So there is a lot of work which we can do with numerous number of volunteers can come and help us. It's not just for teachers. It's for anybody who can come and target this Vidyavani as their self-development activity, self-rewarding activity.
So a lot of volunteers are coming forward willing to spend their spare time in doing something for Swami, doing something for the education mission. I think that is absolutely fantastic.
How Swami helps us in this. Imagine one of our students who is in America, he gets a dream of Swami.
Mm-hmm.
And he just packs up and comes to a school, a rural school in Andhra Pradesh to help that school.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets a dream saying that, you know, you are necessary in an Andhra Pradesh in a rural school. He packs up and comes here and starts teaching.
Wow. So like that you have so many volunteers joining.
Yes. Numerous number of volunteers have joined, but then we don't know where they'll be useful. As a state coordinator, and I have a team of people who are trainers, who are subject experts, all our students who are of MSc Mathematics, MSc Chemistry, MSc Physics, they are the subject coordinators for us. and they screen the teachers, they screen the lesson plans and see whether they are up to the mark in various rigors that we are trying to have.
Wonderful. So there is a whole host of activities at various levels, at a student's level, at the volunteer's level, at the teacher's level, at the training to the teacher's level, at the coordinating level, administrative level. I think it's an ocean.
It's a really, Vidyavahini is an ocean.
It's an ocean. And but the most inspiring and really the notion that really galvanizes you is what it can really do. I think when you finally see that result in the student's transformation, that's when probably will be propelling you to, you know, go forward and do whatever it takes to, because it can really revolutionize the character of that child, revolutionize the whole process of learning.
You are very right, and we already started looking at that just by having a board of Vidyavahini. Lesson plans will be transacted in the school. We can see the upsurge in the numbers of admissions.
Is that happening?
Yes.
The schools, more children are coming into
more
the rural
children
schools?
Coming just because the Swami from Vidyavahini says, Sai Vidyavahini, lesson plans are transacted here. People are, you know, coming forward to even join their kids.
Wow. So you don't have to forcibly send the children. Children are coming forward.
Children are coming forward for this Vidyavahini initiative. And there are so many instances where we have seen schools coming forward. The entire school comes forward and says, my teachers will work for Vidyavahini for content generation. Okay. And the recipient school teachers are waiting for the lesson plans to come so that they demand, my lesson plan has not come. Please send it forward. Maybe if I am not able to understand, can the teacher talk to me? They make so many calls to us. So we facilitate in a conference call the recipient school teacher, the content generation teacher, and the subject expert on the call so they can understand it better, so that whatever the content generation teacher had made her viewpoint clear on that lesson should be transacted in the same way in the recipient school. So that facilitation also is being done over a conference call.
Wonderful. So using technology in every way possible.
That's right. See, pictorial representations, multimedia animations, conference calls, and website portals, Sat Sai Vidyavahini portal enabling, all this is we are bringing the technology effectively into the rural schools.
Yes. Wonderful. I think this is fantastic. I mean, come to think of it, Bhagwan, I remember in 2010, 2011, he spent so much time with the Vidyavahini teams. Whenever there was a group in Prashantinilayam who were Vidyavahini volunteers, and Swami always gave so much of his physical personal time going around.
You're right, and you know, sometime back in 2005, 2006, when we asked Swami, Swami, can we have a distinct identity of work that we can do from the student fraternity of alumni? Swami said, I'll give you something like that. And we were actually doing medical camps, we were doing some activity which are very, very trivial in nature in front of Vidyavahini today. And finally in 2010 when this is unleashed, we know the power of Vidyavahini getting into the rural schools, into the education system itself, where we can transform students from vagaries of this modern culture to the deep-rooted value-based education. See, I think we should look at it in that way, where our students, alumni, can come forward and work for Vidyavahini for the betterment of a very civilized, value-based society.
In fact, I mean, and can you come to think of it, Bhagwan was always so particular about education. I think the education was something which it started in Bhagwan's avatarhood right from the time, even before he declared his avatarhood. You know, he was all the time busy educating, even at that time, you know, who were elders five times his age in Puttaparthi, in the rural areas, who were into wrong practices. He used to advise them about the right practices in society, about proper manners and behaviors. And once, and later, even after he declared his avatarhood, the whole thing acquired a new dimension. He started the Bukkapattam school. And I think the education is something which has remained constant. I mean, Bhagwan's life, right? Constantly education and instilling values. Now this whole approach, which was before just restricted to the Sathya Sai University and Sathya Sai schools, now it is going, and basically this is an effort to take it to every corner of the country.
Yes, anybody can use this portal, anybody can download it, a lesson plan for the welfare of the school. And this can give a lot of insights to the teacher, to the students, to the community as a whole. just like, you know, one activity like Gram Seva can inspire a student to reach out to the common masses in the villages. It can give him a lot of revelations of as to how he can be helpful to the society. Such activities also are instilled in this lesson plans, where they get a perspective of getting into the villages, serving people for the community they live, individual social responsibility that they need to give back to society. All these are instilled in the lesson plans that will be made in for value content.
Wonderful. I mean, you do a medical camp, you'll help elevate the maladies of a few people, but coming to think of Vidyavahini, if you can change the character of one individual, I think you have done such tremendous work, because he is going to become a vital limb of the society. His family is going to grow, he's going to become a vital limb of society and eventually of the nation, and the effect that it is going to have, perhaps it will take time. It will take 10 years, maybe 20 or 30 years to see the difference, but eventually we'll be able to see
As Swami said, the end of education's character.
Yes.
That is the living example that we have to live now. You know, we have been seeing so many different atrocities committed by young generation now. I feel it's a lack of fundamental
yes.
values in the society.
Yes, absolutely.
When parents do not have values, how can they teach?
In fact, even as we are talking about this, every day you open the newspaper and you read so many things which really absolutely demoralizing. Especially in the recent times, you read so much about the ill treatment of women. You read about how a youngster is into violence at such a young age. And you have the society, you know, you have the pundits who talk about there is not enough security, there is not enough regulation, there is not enough guidance, but there is not enough laws, there is not enough enforcement of laws, and you know, such kind of things. There's not enough spy cameras. No, we are all the time, to me it looks like we are only trying to fix here and there some symptoms. We are not looking at the root of the problem.
See, if the character is good, individual character is good, the national character also will be good.
Yes, and so that's what Swami always stressed, individual character. That will lead to the national character. And this Vidyavahini is so much geared towards that, and I think as a small stream it has started 3 years into it, slowly its tributaries are joining and it is gaining momentum. No, wonderful. So I can see that you are really excited about being part of it, even though it's a lot of work, but you are definitely enjoying it.
Yes, as Swami said, you do my work and I do your work perfectly.
Salam, dear listeners, greeting, and once again, a warm welcome to today's Thursday Alive. This is a segment, Service, Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, in the service of Sai. So, the highlight of today's segment, as you are listening till now, dear listeners, is the Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini program, which Bhagwan started in the year 2010 on the occasion of his 85th birthday. So, till now you heard to Mr. M.R.K. Prasad, the Andhra Pradesh State Coordinator of this program, that is the Sri Sathya Sai Vidyavahini program. And in this conversation with Brother Bishu of Radio Sai, he spoke to us about what is Vidyavahini and how it is structured and organized. The four pillars of the Vidyavahini, that is insightful, inspiring, enjoyable and participative. And he also told us about the different volunteers who are participating in the Sri Sathya Sai Vidyavahini program. He also told us how volunteers can participate for this program. Well, that's not all about the Sri Sathya Sai Vidyavahini program. In fact, as we go on in the segment, right now I would like to play for you a talk given by Brother Satyajit Salian, another alumnus of Bhagwan's University, and this talk was given by him in the Sai Kolanth Hall this year in the month of July, 22nd of July to be precise, on the occasion of Guru Purnima festival. So in this talk, Brother Satyajit will tell us about the recent developments happening in this Sri Sathya Sai Vidyavahini program and the progress so far. So let's listen to Brother Satyajit.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering my loving and prayerful salutations at the divine lotus feet of my ever-present divine master, esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. It's a moment of poignant memories as I stand here, 17 years after the day I was first asked to speak here in Kulwant Hall, in the year 1996, when Bhagwan had told me to speak here in Prashanti Nilayam in the Kulwant Hall the day after Guru Purnima. I so vividly remember the effusiveness of his blessings as he patted my head 100 times and tapped my cheeks and pulled my cheeks and said, Bhaga Matladavu. And it is this effusive, overflowing, unrestrained blessings of Bhagwan that has been the inspiration and the source of strength for not just the Vidyavahini program, but if we look deeply, this love has been the source of our lives, the source of inspiration in our lives for as long as we live. The Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program, which Bhagwan had blessed on the 85th birthday, is a program that inspires people with the motto of education for all, by all. The education for all, a clarion call given by the Government of India, has its own challenges, and those challenges can only be met when we ensure that education becomes by all, that each one of us is responsible for the education of the future generation of our nation. Swami's guidance has been continual. It is his guidance that has formulated the four pillars of Vidyavahini, the four pillars that we call IIEP, insightful, inspiring, enjoyable and participative. How to make education insightful? When we had shown a few lesson plans to Bhagwan in October 2010, Bhagwan in his own simple style had said, Pillal ki arthamai tatluga chappandi. A very profound statement which is being spoken about in the field of education as child-centered learning. How to make the subject come alive for a child? How to ensure that the academics that the child is exposed to becomes a part of the child? That is the first objective, to make education insightful. When we had gone to Bhagwan for a name for this project in May 2010, we had given a few options and Swami said, Vidyavahini ani petko. And in his own inimitable, beautiful style, Bhagwan said, Aa pere to oka pustakam kuda undi telusuna. Bhagwan does not say that I have written a book called Vidyavahini, go read it. He says, do you know that there is a book by that name? And we said, Swami, that is the inspiration of all our lives. The second objective of Vidyavahini, the second pillar of Vidyavahini, comes from that statement of Bhagwan, that is to inspire education with human values, to inspire, to breathe life into that which is dead, to inspire, to breathe life into education. The oxygen for education is human values. How to ensure that every class, every moment of a child's life is suffused with inspiring moments. That is the second objective, the second pillar of Vidyavahini, and we keep continuously thinking of ways and means of doing this. The third objective of Vidyavahini, the third pillar of Vidyavahini, enjoyable, came from a beautiful instruction from Swami. When we had shown him a few animations of the lesson plans, Bhagwan was very happy. He was tugging at the laptop here in the bhajan hall. He was trying to, you know, he was pressing the various buttons and seeing, and he said, Ide pillalni akarshistai. This is what will attract children. To make the process of education, the process of teaching and learning enjoyable. That is the third objective of Vidyavahini. And the amount of love that Bhagwan had showered in October 2010, November 2010, December 2010, and finally in February 2011, where he had blessed more than 300 volunteers of Vidyavahini in the Purnachandra Auditorium. That is the spirit of participation. That is the spirit that brings participation into this program with inspired hearts. And that spirit of participation is the fourth objective of Vidyavahini, to channelize the capabilities of volunteers towards self-rewarding service. So these four objectives of Vidyavahini guide us to take those inspiring moments of Bhagwan to every school in this nation. That is what is the vision of Vidyavahini. There are three deliverables from Vidyavahini, three things that Vidyavahini concentrates on delivering. That is, one is a very high quality lesson plan, so that the teacher who enters the classroom in the rural India has got a minute by minute script of what she needs to communicate to children. The second deliverable is mentoring, to create a scaffold, a support structure of elite teachers who are available on call or who are willing to travel once in a while to the village schools to ensure that the rural teachers get the feel that they are not alone and left out there. To ensure that those teachers get the support and the feel that the entire country is behind me. How do we bring that vision together is the thought process that inspires and drives Vidyavahini. Lesson plans and mentoring are the first two deliverables, and the third deliverable are teaching aids. These are the PowerPoints that are created by IT volunteers. There are employees from multinational companies who are using the Vidyavahini program as an outlet for their global volunteering, for their CSR initiatives, where their employees want to participate in something constructive, and this gives them an avenue to participate. They have created some of the best PowerPoints. There are employees from international companies that have created, that have translated lesson plans from English to Marathi, that have translated PowerPoints. They have created PowerPoints in Marathi for the Maharashtra State Board. And now we have an example in Hyderabad where volunteers from another company are coming forward to participate in their spirit of volunteerism. The greatest boost to the program came in July 2010, when Bhagwan made us make a presentation to Sri Ratan Tata. Sri Ratan Tata Garu, when he had come, he sat through a presentation, a very quickly put together presentation, and Bhagwan was gracious enough to tell that this is a good project and support, and his support in the form of TCS's involvement, the involvement of Tata Consultancy Services in this program, has been phenomenal. For the last 3 years, they have kept a team of nearly 10 to 12 members going up and down. A 10 to 12 member team has been developing the software for Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini. It is this software that allows a seamless confluence of ideas, where teachers from elite schools are able to come together and share their ideas on a common platform, where IT volunteers are able to support the teachers in identifying the best animations, the best images, and ensuring that the best content is created on the Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini portal. And it is this portal that allows the EHV experts to come and infuse value content into every lesson plan. And this is the support that we have received from the Tata Consultancy Services. Mr. Chandrasekharan, who is the CEO of Tata Consultancy Services, had come to Prashanthi Nilayam to hand over the first phase of Vidyavahini software to the trust. And when he handed it over to Chakravarti sir, he said that we would like to be associated with the program for 5 more years. Because of this software, today we have 2,144 registered users on the portal. They have created 12,951 academic assets and 1,729 value content assets on the portal. An asset is a small portion of a lesson plan. These small portions of a lesson plan, an activity or a way to ask a question or a way to convey an interesting fact or a way to convey a day-to-day relevance or a small value content that becomes part of the lesson plan. These small assets are weaved together to create one lesson plan. And the number of lesson plans on the portal are nearly 501 as of June 2013. All this work has been possible only because of the support and the constant dedication of the state coordinators of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini, the subject class coordinators and the content generation teachers from various schools across India. The label of Sai schools and non-Sai schools are only in our minds. Every school that comes forward with effusiveness, every school that comes forward with inspiration is a Sai school. And there are many schools in Delhi, in Calcutta, in West Bengal, in Hyderabad and in across other states in Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Kerala, where irrespective of whether they have the name Sai in their title or not, they come forward to create content in this project of that they know is a project of nation building, of building the future of our nation. The IT volunteers have been working very hard along with the teachers, and then there are the deployment coordinators, the coordinators who take this content and like Santa Claus go and give it to the rural schools. And today there are 26 rural schools across India, Sai schools, in which we are experimenting the delivery of these lesson plans, and they are the most important components, the teachers, that those schools are the most important components because they give feedback about the quality of the lesson plan to ensure that these lesson plans would then be scalable for all schools, all rural schools across India. The support of the Board of Trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust has been like a pillar, has been rock solid. The trust has provided 3 projectors and 5 computers to 13 of the 26 schools. Other schools already had some projectors. So for the 13 schools, as part of the deployment, 3 projectors and 5 computers have been deployed. The trust has sanctioned a budget of 10,000 rupees for 60 schools, that is a budget of 6 lakhs, for creating teaching aids. How to teach science using various aids and how these aids could be created at a very low cost, in a very low cost manner and deployed to the various schools. That is one of the deliverables of Vidya Vahini. And finally, the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini Center for Excellence in Teaching is almost ready for inauguration here in Prashanthi Nilayam. All this because of the constant support and guidance from the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. And needless to say, the only most deep inspiration and the driving force for the program has been Bhagwan. Bhagwan's inspiration is what has driven this program right from the beginning and which continues to drive this program and will continue to drive the program. And as an offering of our love and gratitude, we offer the first publication of the Vidya Vahini program at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Sameep, that which brings you close, Sameep is an art and craft curriculum which with workbooks and teachers' handbooks for classes 1 to 7. When we go to rural schools where getting the basic textbooks for teachers, for students is itself a luxury, there is hardly any scope for the children to buy art and craft books. Why should the children of rural India be deprived of color and beauty? This is the thought that has inspired this program of art and craft as one of the streams of Vidya Vahini. And this book is a book that contains 27 activities, one for each week, each of the working weeks in a year in the school, so that the teacher can give these books to the children and the children can do either the drawing or the coloring or some craft activities. And when these activities are being done in the class, the teachers have got a handbook which tells what would be the appropriate story or an anecdote that can be conveyed to the children during this activity. So that is the teacher's handbook. 7,700 books have been published, the workbooks have been published, and 700 teacher's handbooks have been published, and those are being offered at Bhagwan's lotus feet.
Saram, dear listeners, greetings and a warm welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service, Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And as you heard, dear listeners, in today's segment's highlight was the Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini program that Bhagwan started in the year 2010 on the occasion of his 85th birthday celebrations. So in today's segment, the first half of today's segment, you heard to Mr. M.R.K. Prasad, the state coordinator for the state Andhra Pradesh for the program Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini. And in conversation with him was Brother Bishu, and that conversation was recorded on the month of May this year. In the month of May this year. So in that conversation, as you heard, dear listeners, Mr. M.R.K. Prasad spoke to us about what is Vidya Vahini, how it is structured and organized, the four pillars of the Vidya Vahini, that is inspiring, insightful, inspiring, insightful, enjoyable and participative. And in the second half of today's segment, you heard a talk given by Brother Satyajit in Sai Kulam Thal. This year it was in the month of June, July 22nd of July to be precise, on the occasion of Guru Purnima. And Brother Satyajit, in his talk, threw further more light on the topic, the Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini program. Well, that was for today's segment of Service, Love in Action. The time right now in our studio is 12:26 p.m. and it's a fine afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. I hope you all enjoyed today's segment of Service, Love in Action, the highlight of the segment being the Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini program. Please do send us your feedback, comments, suggestions on today's segment. It's very valuable and important to us in order to improve the program of Radio Sai. So you can mail them to listener@radiosai.org. That is listener@radiosai.org. So placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I sign up for today. Meet you next Thursday, again same time at 11 a.m. Till then, please be stay tuned. Happy listening, keep listening, and in another few minutes from now, Brother Prem and Arvind will take the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. Till then, please enjoy this Sai Bhajan. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, Sai Sham, mere Sai Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Sham, mere Sai Ram. Mere Sai, mere Baba, mere Pran Nath Ram. Sai, mere Baba, mere Pran Nath Ram. Mere Sai, mere Baba, mere Pran Nath Ram.
शांति दो भगवान, मुझे शांति दो भगवान, मेरे जीवन में साथ रहो साईनाथ हे, मेरे जीवन में साथ रहो साईनाथ हे। साई राम साई श्याम ये रे साई राम, मेरे साई मेरे बाबा मेरे प्राणनाथ राम, मेरे साई राम, तेरे द्वार पे मैं आऊं, मुझे शांति दो भगवान, मुझे शांति दो भगवान, मेरे जीवन में साथ रहो साईनाथ हे, मेरे जीवन में साथ रहो साईनाथ हे। साई राम साई श्याम मेरे साई राम।